the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Aliyy al-Azim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Wa ala alihi al-Tayyibin al-Tahirin la siyama baqiyyatillahi fil aradin ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. We've been discussing different characteristics of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the light of the Quran. And today I want to refer to the beginning of Surah, which is also called after the Prophet, Surah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or Qital. And the chapter starts with the following verses. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alladheena kafaru wa saddu an sabilillah adalla a'malahum walladheena amanu wa 'amilus salihat wa amanu bima nuzzila 'ala Muhammad wa huwal haqq min rabbihim kaffara 'anhum sayyi'atihim wa aslaha balahum. ذلك بأن الذين كفروا اتبعوا الباطل وأن الذين آمنوا اتبعوا الحق من ربهم كذلك يضرب الله للناس أمثالهم. These are the first three verses of chapter Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a comparison between the condition of the people who are believers and do righteous deeds, follow the Prophet on the one hand, and those who fight and reject the truth on the other hand. He first makes the example of those who fight the truth. الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. As we have been saying many times, Allama Tabatabai in the first volume of Al-Mizan, commenting on verse 6 or 7 of Surah Baqarah, says that in the Quran, normally the expression kafaru refers to the people who fight the truth and refers to the people who were living at the time of the Prophet in Mecca. People like Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, Abu Sufyan. Not that every non-Muslim. And here it's even clearer because Allah says alladhina kafaru wasaddu an sabilillah. Those who rejected the truth, they didn't want to believe, and they tried to block the way towards God, the path towards God. They didn't want to follow the truth, and they didn't want other people also follow the truth. So they were themselves rejecting, and they also wanted to pressurize other people to reject the truth. Allah says, أَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Allah misguided their actions. This is a very important concept in the Quran. Not only we have misguidance of people, we can also have misguidance for actions. Sometimes people are misguided. They don't understand what is the right direction. But sometimes an action is misguided. How can an action be misguided? This is very important. I will explain it later, inshallah. In contrast, we have the example of the believers. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who have faith and do righteous deeds. وَآمَنُوا بِمَا نُزِّلَ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Commitment to the truth cannot stop at any point. You cannot say, I believe to Musa alayhi salam, but then I don't believe in Isa alayhi salam. Or I believe in Musa and Isa, I don't believe in Muhammad alayhi salam. Or I believe in Muhammad, but I don't believe in, for example, Imams. You have to always come aligned with the truth. So, those who have faith and do righteous deeds, and in particular, accept the truth which Allah has revealed in this time through the Prophet. وَآمَنُوا بِمَا نُزِّلَ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. It's a matter of just committing to the truth. We don't say you should believe in this because this is, for example, something which is based on tribal interest or national interest or some kind of racism. No. Because it is haq. If you are really mu'min, you have to believe in every truth coming from your Lord. وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. It's a matter of haq, a matter of truth and falsehood, as we will see later.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Okay, those who have faith and do righteous deeds, and in particular believe in what has been revealed to the Prophet, while it is the truth from the Lord, كَفَّرَ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. They might have some misperformance, some kind of sin sometimes, you know. Although you are mu'min and do righteous deeds, still you may have some sayyat, either in the past or even after iman. You are not infallible, so you may do something wrong. كَفَّرَ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. Because you don't want to do wrong, you don't insist, you want to be good. So inshallah Allah will forgive your bad actions. But something more. وَأَصْلَحَ بَالَهُمْ. Allah will put into order everything which is corrupt in their life, in their affairs. Allah brings reform, brings order, brings success to the life. Sometimes a mu'min may do something, but it's not the best thing to do. They plan something, but their plans may not be the best plans. There is miscalculation or misjudgment. So he thinks that this is the best action, but that action is not the best action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides their action. So what they want to do is not possible to be achieved through their own action, but Allah brings success to them because Allah is guiding them. أَصْلَحَ بَالَهُمْ. If there is any problem in their life, especially in social life of the believers, if they are really committed to the truth, Allah will sort it out for them. And this is quite opposite to the people who have no faith. Sometimes their actions are wrong. Sometimes their actions are best actions, but Allah misguides their action. Like a person who is shooting an arrow, and the arrow is very well shoot it and it's going to hit the target, but then something comes and deviates the arrow. So arrow goes somewhere else. With respect to kuffar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deviates the arrow. With respect to mu'mineen, if they are really mu'min and honest and committed to the truth, maybe they have shot an arrow to the wrong direction, but Allah brings it to the right direction and hits the target. And this is the difference. So if we rely on our own actions and planning, we may not be successful. But if we do our best and trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our actions, our deeds, our intentions, our thoughts, then Allah can bring everything into success. And this is not your success. This is the success coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. You shoot at the arrow, but it's Allah who is bringing that to the target.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand deeply the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to apply it to our lives and the lives of the community and the humanity, inshallah. May Allah enable us to be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and our children generation by generation to be amongst the best followers of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. And may Allah make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Amid the confusion, the chaos and the pain, a man emerged and Muhammad was his name. And walking with nothing but Allah as his aid, and the mark of a prophet between his shoulder blades. In a cave in Mount Hira the revelation came. Read, O Muhammad, read in Allah's name. May the blessings of Allah be on al-Mustafa. None besides him could have been al-Mujtaba. Muhammad, peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسن الجميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله محمد peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal.